There is an enormous misunderstanding out there at the moment in the international investment community about the mining boom and the nature of Australia. The facts are pretty clear to us all. Somewhere around the end of 2007, things like the iron ore price started to hike dramatically. Iron ore, in fact, went up by nearly a factor of five over the next 4 years in terms of price, $36 to $187. That was an enormous dislocation to a very significant industry. It generated a huge amount of gross profit. If you do the analysis, it looks as if it generated about $100 billion of gross profit. And those of you that are business people will know gross profit is profit that falls through the system. Same volumes, new prices, bigger gross profit. In fact, gross margins that were larger at the time than Gucci's gross margins. So we're selling coal and iron ore with more handsome gross margins than Gucci and other fashion stores. So clearly unsustainable. The history books will wonder how a senior industry in this country got into a situation where capacity demand so far exceeded capacity supply that happened. That's not a story that's been investigated or thought about, but it had enormous distortional effects on the rest of the economy. So the event that we call the mining boom was extremely dislocational to the nation and was largely a hollow event in terms of the dollars flowing through to the Australian economy. Very confusing, because for economists it looked like an amazing event. We saw GDP growing, we saw terms of trade improving, we saw other measures that we like improving, but business saw pressure on labour, it saw pressure on exchange rates, and it saw pressure on a number of other aspects of doing business that caused most of the rest of the economy to underachieve in very tough circumstances through what was called the mining boom. Problem with that is when the capacity is built, and we put $400 billion worth of new capacity into the ground, that's an incredible number. That's nearly 30% of the size of the economy at the time. It's four times the size of the Marshall Plan that started the European economies after the Second World War. It's just enormous investment in productive infrastructure that produced mineral resources that brought the price back down in line. So business heaves a sigh of relief. We've got exchange rates back to where they were on a 20-year average. We've got household consumption picking up. We've got exports more than compensating now, some of the mineral resources, for the missing difficulty. We're back on a level. But what do international investors think? Many international investors think that we had a boom, and then we had a bust, and now we've got a problem. And they should stand back and not invest in Australia for a little while, because we're an unstable proposition that's just gone through a boom and a bust. And it's really important that people in this room, the media and others, tell the true story, which is the mining boom was not what it was perceived to be. It was an unfortunate, disruptive event for the rest of the economy. It's left us with a wonderful legacy, which is a huge amount of productive capacity, which will drive a threefold increase in LNG gas in the future, continuing increase in coal, all these other things. Fantastic future we have. We've got 2% population growth. We've got the rule of law. We've got low federal debt. We've got very little unfunded liabilities. We've got a legacy now ahead of enormous productive output. It's a fantastic investment story, but it's not well understood internationally. I think we've just been through a boom and a bust.